May Bumps.
Cam FM.
So I'll give you a quick rundown of who's in the division. So we've got Keys W2 at the top, followed by Queens W2, then Lucy Cav Hughes Hall W1, Magdalen W2, Corpus Christi W1, St. Cat's W2, Tit Hall W2, Girton W2, Murray Edwards W2, Selwyn W2, Emma W3, Pembroke W4, Pembroke W3, Newnham W3, First and Third W2, Fitz W2, Clare Hall W1, Anglia Ruskin W1, and then the sandwich boat at the bottom there is Jesus W3. And that's it, the cannon's gone. They're off. So they're heading down first place reach. Lots of frantic splashing as they kind of get going off the mark. I'm here on first place corner, waiting for them to approach. At the top, we have Keys W2. Keys W2 are looking strong, but quite closely followed by Queens W2. There's probably a length here as they come tight around the corner at first post. Not much wind here, so they'll be happy about that. They're looking really strong, but there is half a length in it at the top. This will be one to watch a little bit later. Half a length between Keys W2 and Queens W2. Half a length and closing. It's almost at a canvas as they head around the corner. When we get round to grassy corner, it looks like that might be a bump. I'm gonna run after that one because it looks like there is a canvas in it. They might be overlapping now. Just waiting for the whistle to blow. And I can't quite confirm it yet. No, they disappear off around first post corner. Keys W2 overlapping, but not yet bumped. We'll confirm that in just a bit. Two lengths behind them, we have Lucy Cab Hughes Hall W1, followed by about two lengths by Magdalen W2. They're being caught closely behind by Corpus Christi W1. They're about to start overlapping very shortly. So there's one to watch there. Corpus Christi looking really strong as they head around the corner. There's then a gap of maybe four or so boats, and you've got St. Cat's there with Trinity Hall hot on their tail, half a length in it. Oh, this is going to be an exciting race around the corner. Now, a bit further behind, I can see there has been some kind of bump. But before we do that, let's go over to Sienna, who's on grassy corner. Sienna, what can you see?
So, going around grassy corner, it looks like we've got Lucy Cav going very strong, but with nothing to chase right now. There's about two lengths between them and Magdalen W2, who look like they're taking a better line, but it'll take them a while. Oh no, they're just parking in the bank. Olivia, can you see anything as to what's happening with Lucy Cavendish?
No, they're yet to come up. I can see them in the distance, but nothing happening yet.
Tim.
Right, well, okay. It looks like Corpus W1 are just coming round the grassy corner, closely followed by, it looks like, oh no, maybe this is St. Catherine's W2, closely followed by Hit Hall W2. It's very close. There's about half a length between the two. St. Catherine's are pulling away hard. But it looks like Trinity Hall are slowly pursuing them. But it's very close right now. There's about a length now between the two boats. Trinity Hall trying really hard, but they've taken a slightly wide line around grassy corner. Just going up now, heading up to the plough. They're closing the gap, but there's still a way to go. Trinity Hall's now taking a better line. And St. Catherine's going slightly wide towards the plough. Now, it's really exciting between Selwyn W2 and Emma W3. There's about a length between the two. Selwyn's trying really hard, looking a bit tight. Emma going slightly wide round grassy corner. Olivia, is there any action happening in your end?
Well, Lucy Cavendish and Hughes Hall have just cruised past me, but I can see Corpus coming up now, but I think... Ooh, what's going to happen here? I think there's an overlap almost. Corpus is reaching up on Magdalen. There's about half a length in it now. Anything happening at grassy corner?
Well, it looks like Newnham W3 are holding it against first and third. Oh no. This looks like right blade. Yes. Newnham's still going hard around the last corner, but there's a good 8 lengths between them and the next boat. No, sorry, this is first and third. W2 pursued by Fitzwilliam W2. Now pursuing them.
So I'm down here on the very well right by the start, and it looks to me like Murray Edwards W2 have bumped up on Girton W2 quite early on in the race. There's also another one which I'm just running down to check what it is. In the meantime, Jack, up on Long Reach, do we have any more news on the St. Cat's W2 and Trinity W2 battle further up the river?
Unfortunately, we don't. We have just had a bump up by Kitchen Corner. It looks like Corpus Christi have bumped up on Magdalen by the looks of things. I will just confirm that for you in a minute. But I've just had Lucy Cavendish and Hughes Hall combined going past me. That means that Queen's W2 bumped up on Keys W2 at the top of the division. But there has been a bump just after Ditton Corner, and the boats are pulling in now. I'm going to say it's Corpus Christi W1 bumping up on Magdalen W2. It looks like, at the top of the river, Lucy Cavendish and Hughes Hall combined are good to row over. Corpus did come up Magdalen. Trinity Hall bumped up on Cat, so we've got that bump for you. Selwyn and Emma, they were looking very close. They're about half a length going around the kink at the top of, or in the middle of the Long Reach even. And now an interesting battle that's developing here is the battle between Fitzwilliam W2 and first and third W2. I think they're down to about a quarter of a length now, which is going to be interesting. I'm not sure first and third are going to be able to hold this one out. And then also coming past me is a Jesus boat, which means that Claire Hall were bumped by Angela Ruskin W1. I think that's probably happened because those two boats aren't around here anymore. And I just need to chase this boat up the river to see what's going to happen. I think Fitz W2 will bump first and third W2, but first and third are trying to get away at the moment. So I'll just run up and try and catch that at the moment. And it looks like Fitz is just pulling away now to the south bank. So Fitz just pulling away to the south bank, trying to perhaps take a slightly more offensive line on first and third. And first and third are now pulling in to the north bank, to the near bank of the towpath. And it looks possible that they're going to try and go round them. But I'm not sure at the moment. So we'll just, Tim, could you just kind of give us a rundown of all the other boats that have bumped, and I'll try and catch this one up.
As it stands, Keys bumped by Queens W2, Lucy Cav Hughes Hall were over, Magdalen W2 bumped by Corpus Christi W1, St. Cat's W2 bumped by Tit Hall W2, Girton W2 bumped by Murray Edwards W2, Selwyn and Emmanuel was looking close on the Long Reach, could be a row over unless they bump at the last minute. Pembroke W3 bumped by Newnham W3, and then first and third and fifth, so we've got Jack running up to check that now. And then, sadly, the bottom of the division, we can't report on that. It looked like Anglia Ruskin and Jesus were going to row over from where I was standing.
So the battle between Fitz and first and third is getting interesting because the Jesus boat, the sandwich boat, are now getting involved. Possible for an overbump, a double overbump here. No, overbump. Just a normal overbump. And they're all taking very different lines as they go underneath the railway bridge. We've got a three-way tussle here that's going to go all the way. Selwyn and Emma, I think, may have rowed over. I will confirm that for you. But the three boats here are first and third W2, Bits W2, and the sandwich boat Jesus, who they're all taking very, very different lines. And it looks like we have a concession. There are two boats stopping. Yes, Bits have been bumped by Jesus, the sandwich boat, for an overbump, it looks like, which means the first and third W2 are going to row over. So that's what we think at the moment. Claire Hall W1 got bumped by Angela Ruskin W1, and then Fitz W2 got overbumped by Jesus the sandwich boat.
May bumps.
Cam FM.
Yeah, it's like disappointment for the confirmed result if anyone was looking for the overbump, because unfortunately the overbump at the very bottom of the division didn't occur, which means that I ran all the way down Long Reach for no reason. Anyway, the other bumps we can confirm Queens W2 bumped up on Keys W2. Lucy Cavendish and Hughes Hall W1 rode over. Corpus Christi W1 bumped up on Magdalen W2. Trinity Hall W2 bumped up on St. Cat's W2. Murray Edwards W2 bumped up on Gerson W2. Then we had two rowovers with Selwyn W2 and Emma W3, who both rode over. Newnham W3 bumped up on Pembroke W3. First and third W2 rode over. Then Angela Ruskin W1 bumped up on Claire Hall W1. And Jesus, the sandwich boat, was chasing Fit W2 for an overbump. It went to the line, there was a quarter of a length in it, and then Fit just managed to row over.